You know, we started this overview way back in Matthew, and we've been doing an overview of the Old Testament every week up until this time, which we're at the very last book of the Bible, called the Book of Revelation, which is the revelation of Christ given to John. Now, it's also interesting to know that if you study Genesis and you understand the beginning, you will also understand the end. And this is the end of the Word of God giving us what I like to call God's love letter to the church. It's a letter from John to the seven churches sharing God's vision that was given to him for the last days. The earth will experience great tribulation and come to an end, not the end of the world, but the end of the age of grace, and Jesus will establish a new heaven and a new earth. And it will also bring this earth and his creation back to the original state when there was no sin. And a lot of times people say, okay, preacher, I would like to know the future. How can I get to know the future? Well, sometimes if we only knew what would happen tomorrow or next week, and I could understand the future, would I make any changes? I think we all thought about the future. Many of us had longed just to get a little peek of what lies ahead. And sometimes our motive for this are good. And we want to make wise decisions about marriage, a job, raising children, all kinds of viruses and different things. We want to make sure that we're safe. But sometimes our motive is not necessarily that good. Or maybe we just kind of leave the things of this earth to the Lord our God. You know, it's that little song, turn your eyes upon Jesus and the things of this earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Chapter 1, Book of Revelation. This book was originally intended to be read to the church. And that's what I want to try to do in this brief overview of the Book of Revelation. I want to read chapter 1 to you and whet your appetite to get into the Word of God for yourself. I share from the New Living Translation of God's Holy and Precious Word, Chapter 1, Book of Revelation. This revelation is from Jesus Christ, which God gave him according to the events that will happen soon. An angel was sent to God's servant John so that John could share the revelation with God's other servants. John faithfully reported the Word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ and everything he saw. God blesses the one who reads this prophecy to the church, and he blesses all who will listen to it and obey what it says. For the time is near when these things will happen. This letter is from John to the seven churches in the province of Asia. Grace and peace from the one who is, who always was, and who is still to come, from the sevenfold Spirit before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness to these things, the first to rise from the dead, and the commander of all rulers of the world. All praise to him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by shedding his blood for us. He has made his kingdom and made us priests who serve before God his Father according to the everlasting glory. He rules forever and ever. Amen. Look, he comes with the clouds of heaven, and everyone will see him and those who pierced him. And all the nations of the earth will weep because of him. Yes, amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord God. I am the one who was always and still is to come, the Almighty One. I, John, your brother, in Jesus. We are partners in suffering and in the kingdom and in patient endurance. I was exiled to the Isle of Patmos for preaching the Word of God and speaking about Jesus. It was the Lord's Day, and I was worshiping in the Spirit. Suddenly I heard a loud voice behind me, a voice that sounded like a trumpet blast. It said, write down what you see and send it to the seven churches: Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. And when I turned to see who was speaking to me, I saw seven gold lampstands, and standing in the middle of the lampstand was the Son of God. He was wearing a long robe with gold sash across his chest. His head and his hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were bright like flames of fire. His feet were as bright as bronze, refined in the furnace, and his voice thundered like mighty ocean waves. He held seven stars in his right hand and a sharp two-edged sword which came from his mouth. And his face was bright as in the sun in all its brilliance. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. But he laid his right hand on me, and he said, "Don't be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am the living one who died. Look, I'm alive forever and ever. And I hold the keys of death and the grave. Write down what you have seen, both the things that are now happening and the things that will happen later. This is the meaning of the seven stars in my right hand and the seven gold lampstands. The seven stars are the angel of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands are the seven churches." May God add a blessing to the reading of the first chapter in the book of Revelation as we do a overview of this wonderful, wonderful love letter from God. And just to whet your appetite to understand that this message to John is from Jesus Christ himself, who is God. Well, I hope and pray you're having a wonderful day, and we will continue to read the book of Revelation every week as we come. Next week in chapter 2, because the book was meant to be read to the churches, and I hope and pray that I can justify the reading and the hearing and share that with you, the blessed, glorious hope that we have in Christ. Amen. Have a good day.